Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos, Maseches Trumos. In Mishnah Hey, we discussed the case of a se'ah that fell into a se'ah of truma that fell into 100 se'in of chulin, and it was ola, and we took the new one out, and it fell into something else, right? So we were talking about that. Now, what if a slightly different case happens? Se'ah truma she'nafu l'meah, he could be ha. Right? So far, normal case, what we've had all along. One se'ah of truma falls into 100 se'in of chulin, it's ola, you take out the new truma and deliver it to a kohen. V'nafla acheres. And now, another se'ah of truma fell into this same bucket. Okay, now, here's the question, right? In real terms, right, in math, we are, you know, when the first one fell in, we were below 1%, right, because it was 101st, which is like 0.9%, right, 0.009, so 0.9%. But now, the second one fell in, we're well above 1%, and we're closer to 2% in real terms of the truma that is now in this whole mix, right? He could be of an afal acheres, and let's say I took one out, and a third one fell in, right? So, harizum muteris, it is still works, right? So the fact that in real terms I have an increasing amount of original truma in my mixture doesn't matter because halachically it was batel, it was ole. So I took the first one fell in, I took it out. And that's it. Now I have, it's mutter. I can eat this stuff. The second one fell in, and it's ola again. I took it out, and now a third one falls in, and it's ola, and I take it out. And so my percentages are slowly rising, but it doesn't matter. I can keep doing this over and over again because the truma that fell in is batel and ola. So it's batel, and we take some out to give to the kohen, and that's solves the problem, and we treat this now like chulin. However, this is only true ad shetirbe truma al hachulin, until the mix is mathematically made up of more truma than chulin, more than 50% truma. Now, mathematically, that would actually be after 101 se'in of truma fall in, right? Because the original batch was 100 se'in of chulin. And so in order for it to get fully, and we keep taking stuff out, right? And so if we're taking it out at the exact same percentage, at the exact same ratio, so the ratio remains the same each time we take one out. So we start out with the ratio of 1 to 101. That ratio stays the same when we pull out a se'ah. Right, so the ratio is the same. It's less than one left because you pulled some out, but it's also less than 101. So the ratio remains the same. And each time you drop in a nusa of truma, the ratio shifts in favor of truma. And then you pull out, every time you pull out a saw, the ratio stays the same because you're pulling out something which has the ratio of the full mix. So when the 100th saw falls in, you will really have 50%. You should have after you take out really before, but even after you take out the ola, you would have 50-50. That's still not a problem. It's only when the 101st batch falls in that your percentage of original truma tips over 50-50. And at that point, the entire bucket is considered meduma.